are tuned to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
I am all in the ground, I'd root that mountain down, and I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Tune in to KBOO Monday mornings at 9 for the Old Mole Variety Hour, your source for radically democratic news, views, reviews, and interviews, stories of ordinary and extraordinary people working to root down the oppressive institutions of capitalism. That's the Old Mole Variety Hour, Monday mornings at 9.
Here at KBOO, we honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on. The Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tomwater, Wetlala Bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin Kalapuya, and many other indigenous tribes and nations of the region of the Willamette River and that great river known as Shuaneku, Wimal, Nishaiwana, and Columbia. Many names for the living water force that has sustained this region for countless generations and provided phenomenal life to our blessed ecosystems. We believe it is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationships to each other and the living world.
Hi, this is Dwight Yoakam, and you're listening to KBOO.
Nuclear weapons and energy are in the headlines again. Russia threatens a tactical nuclear bombing. Ukrainians fear contamination from an attack on their nuclear plant, the largest in Europe. We've heard this song before. The program you're about to hear explores the historical background to these headlines through music about nuclear bombs and nuclear power plants. We revisit these hot subjects through songs in many genres: Western swing, country, blues, rhythm and blues, even calypso.
Ever since the apple in the garden with Eve, man always fooling with things that cause him to grieve. He fooled with the woman, the rum and had blood, and he almost washed out by the 40-day flood. But not since the doomsday in old Babylon did he fool with anything so diabolical as the cyclotron. So if you wish to avoid the most uncomfortable trip to paradise, you will be scientific and take my advice. Leave the atom alone. Leave the atom alone. Don't get smart, Alexi, with the galaxy. Leave atom alone.
Some men with brains in their cranium took a piece of uranium. They did what other men couldn't do. They split the atom right in two. Now it's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made. That this great force should only be used for peace and democracy.
Since its beginnings, nuclear weapons and energy have been controversial. Some people are enthusiastic about the potential for nuclear energy, quiet, efficient with low carbon emissions. Others are bitterly opposed to both nuclear energy and weapons. Today, we'll go back to how nuclear weapons and energy began, and you can draw your own conclusions. For information about the songs played, visit nuclearmusic.online.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
I'm gonna preach y'all a sermon about old man Adam, that's me. I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Adam. I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve elated. I mean the thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, brother, you'd better be scared. If you're scared of the atom, here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world with you, 'cause if you don't get together and do it, Well, first thing you know, I'm gonna blow this world plumb too.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Now, life used to be such a simple joy. My cyclotron was just a super toy. And folks got born, they'd work and marry. And Adam was a word in the dictionary. And then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the thing was done, and they'd hitched up the power of the God-earned sun and put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms while the diplomats were splitting hairs.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
But the atoms here, in spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're a black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that's the question. The answer to it all ain't military datum, like who gets there firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of the world must decide their fate. They gotta get together or disintegrate.
You know now
everybody about that atom bomb, but no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You better
set your house in order,
well, he
may be coming soon,
well,
and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes. When he come.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive.
On the morning of August 6, 1945, a B-29 dropped the first nuclear bomb on Hiroshima, followed 2 days later by another over Nagasaki, Japan. In a few seconds, 139,000 people died in the first explosion and 50,000 more in the second. Even more suffered and died from long-term effects. The atomic age was upon us.
These are the stakes. To make a world in which all of God's children can live, or to go into the dark. We must either love each other, or we must die.
President Johnson.
Nuclear songs were being written as soon as July 1945, right after the bomb dropped. Whether the second bomb on Nagasaki needed to be used is a complex historical question. Though musicians sang that the bomb was the answer to our fighting boy's prayer by avoiding a land invasion, this music is tinged with fear. Fear of it falling on you. Fear of a communist takeover. Fear that science reached too far and the genie wouldn't go back in the bottle. Some people just wanted to dig themselves a hole and crawl in.
Down in the ground.
friends, this is Bob Hope. If an atom bomb were to hit your home city, would you know what to do? Remember, one explosion of an atom bomb could kill 75,000 and maim 100,000. This is only one kind of a disaster which could strike.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The decision to drop the atom bomb on Japan wasn't easy. Before that time, the U.S. and Japan were expecting a full-scale land invasion. The pilot of the bomber, Paul Tibbets, later said that he was more worried about American casualties than the 250,000 Japanese who died. President Truman insisted that an A-bomb was the only way to end the war without massive American casualties.
Having found the bomb, we have used it. We have used it against those who attack us without warning at Pearl Harbor, against those who have starved and beaten and executed American prisoners of war, against those who have abandoned all pretense of obeying international laws of warfare. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. It is an awful responsibility which has come to us.
One way songwriters dealt with this fear was to make fun in romance and novelty songs.
You gotta roll and rock. Oh, baby, when you hear the missile whistle, you gotta roll and rock. Come on, baby, everyone doing a bam bam.
The sun goes down and leaves me sad and blue. The Iron Curtain falls on this cold war with you.
Last night I was dreaming, dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomber went off and I was caught. I was the only man on the ground. There was a 13 women and only
As the atom bombs spread from country to country, military planners decided one type of bomb wasn't enough. In 1952, on a Pacific island, the first hydrogen bomb exploded, 40 times more powerful than the one dropped on Hiroshima. Amidst the Korean War, the H-bomb was celebrated and feared.
It all, let it fall. Oh, I hold the hydrogen bomb. God have mercy on me. Oh, I work and I sweat and I'm just living is tough. I guess they don't think I've got worries enough. Oh, I hold the hydrogen bomb. Oh, God have mercy on me. Every dollar I make goes for taxes and bills. Perhaps they've discovered the cure for my ills. Oh, let it fall. Oh, I hold the hydrogen bomb. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Duck and cover, duck and cover.
Starting in the early 1950s, scientists and scholars petitioned to stop further development of nuclear weapons. A peace movement began and continues to our time. The movement gathered strength in 1961 with the Cuban Missile Crisis, when Russia moved atomic bombs into Cuba and President Kennedy resisted.
Man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life.
Americans were urged to dig fallout shelters, essentially a hole in the ground with supplies to last, improbably, till the radiation passed. This unleashed a musical torrent of black humor.
I'm not scared. I'm prepared. We'll be spared. I've got a fallout shelter. It's 9x9. Jack of wine. Let the missiles fly from nation to nation.
Party, party time in my radiation station.
A 14-day supply of multi-purpose food.
A TV set I'm sure to include.
Build a bomb bungalow, one of your own.
With no down payment and a government loan.
Crawl out through the fallout, baby, when they drop that bomb. Crawl out through the fallout with the greatest of aplomb. When your white count's getting higher, hurry, don't delay. I'll hold you close and kiss those radiation burns away. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, to my loving arms, through the rain of strontium 90. Think about your hero when you're at ground zero, and crawl out through the fallout back to me.
Eyes, I fall into a daze, 'cause she's my fallout girl with a tongue kiss, yeah. So we'll hold up together in the shelter of eternal bliss. Well, I wouldn't say my baby's exactly popular with the crowd, 'cause when she opens her mouth to speak, out comes a mushroom cloud. But she's my fallout.
But fallout shelters didn't solve the problem. Only a successful push for nuclear disarmament could do that. So from the 1960s on, the peace movement grew steadily worldwide. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces, ran the slogan.
In that land across the sea, there's a job for you and me, though our presence there may not be found. We must haste and lay on the battle line and pray. We must never lay our weapons down. We don't have to be a soldier in a uniform to be of service over there. While the oh, so bravely stand with the weapons made by hand. Let us trust and use the weapon of prayer.
Some say the era of nuclear warfare and the Cold War is over. It's not over. In 2022, threats of nuclear bombs resurfaced in the war between Russia and the Ukraine. Some might think of the songs just played as historical relics. Some might wonder, with the inventor of the telephone, what has God wrought? I have to ask, what have we learned from our nuclear past? Will the prospect of nuclear war be forever with us?
Rich men act like poor men, and poor men eat like rich. When all men take the high road, no black men in the ditch. When mothers down in Kenya can rear their children strong, and people on Algeria's coast can sing a freedom song, then we'll have peace, then we'll have peace. When people turn the other cheek and give a helping hand to poor folk off in Martinique or deep in Togoland, then we'll have peace, then we'll have peace. When nations build the Aswan Dam so deserts turn to green, and atom power builds a world the like we've never seen, when all our granaries are full and soup lines don't appear, when stores are filled with clothes and shoes that do none a price too dear, then we'll have peace, then we'll have peace. For peace is based on love and trust, when no man lives on man, where each shall own his native soil, though it is Egyptian sand. For peace is based on tolerance, thus all men must be heard. Goodwill toward men and peace on earth, if there be God, then that's his word. There shall be peace.
But nuclear weapons are only half the story. Now we survey what the public has heard about nuclear energy in music. We'll hear rare recordings and review the sometimes negative reaction to nuclear power. In the beginning of the nuclear age, there was optimism about what nuclear power could offer humanity, an apparently inexhaustible, inexpensive source of energy whose electricity would usher in a new age, the age of atomic power. Many hoped the technology that powered the bomb could be put to more positive uses. In 1952, 7 years after the first atomic bomb, the idea captured the popular imagination as construction began on the world's first nuclear power station in England. Unfortunately, the same year brought the first nuclear meltdown, in which a power plant overheated and melted.
He can take the lives of men and rule them all someday. There's one thing he's forgetting in the great plan he does make, that God gave to him everything and everything can take.
them on this sinful land. Every rock within the mountains will melt at his command. So when you're panning power that will sweep away the sod, don't forget there is no power to equal that of God. There's a power,
The power generated by nuclear energy is immense. In some plants, enough electricity to power 750,000 homes. A problem is that once the fuel is spent, it becomes nuclear waste and must be cooled and isolated from the environment for hundreds of thousands of years. These technologies emerged in the dark shadow of the Cold War, in an era which also produced film noir, an existential angst. Songwriters sometimes turn nuclear power in humorous or apocalyptic directions. The combination of a centuries-old musical form, gospel, and the latest technology was a bit jarring.
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm troubled to say, Brother Adam is gone astray.
Listen,
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 listen, listen.
This is a story of Adam and evil. The courtship is causing a great upheaval. Now Adam was a sweet, young, innocent thing until the night that Miss Evil took him under her wing. Now Adam was an honest, hard-working man. He wanted to help out the human clan. But Evil got him drunk on prejudice and hate, and she taught him how to gamble with humanity's fate.
So true.
I'm talking about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance, soon
we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
If evil gets Adam, 'twill be such a shame, because a plenty of big shots are playing that dame. Now his sleep will be trouble, and his life will be cursed. Lord, if Adam plays with evil, Jack, he won't be the first.
So true.
I'm talking about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance, soon
it'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
Now Adam is a youngster and pretty hard to handle, but we'd better step in and stop that scandal. Because if Adam and Evil should ever be wed, Lord, then darn near all of us are going to be dead.
So true.
In 1956, the world's first nuclear power station opened in England, and as with all new technology, it was sometimes greeted with suspicion. Relax, proponents of nuclear power said. Don't worry.
Papers of the things that may come. Someone may get mean enough to drop an atom bomb. If one by chance should fall nearby while you're sailing through the sky, just sit back, enjoy the ride, and bid the world goodbye.
Relax and take it easy. You know it may all turn out to be just a dream.
If you should come home late some night and find a stranger there, visiting your little wife. Let on that you don't care. Don't blow your top and rant and rave as a jealous husband would. She will say that you are wrong, that you misunderstood.
Relax and take it easy. You know what I mean. Don't be nervous, don't get excited. It may all turn out to be just a dream.
Wake up late some night and find your garage on fire. There's no reason you should try to save the family car. Just walk, don't run, and telephone to the fire insurance man. Ease your conscience, pray for rain, stand back and warm your hands.
Relax and take it easy. You know
it may all turn out to be just a dream.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. Oh, what a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. Oh, we will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm, and we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake with complete participation in that grand incineration. Nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a tedium when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. Oh, we will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go together.
but not too much. In 1957, a meltdown occurred at the Fermi plant near Detroit. Here, Gil Scott-Heron memorializes this event in a song, "We Almost Lost Detroit."
And just 30 miles from Detroit, they built a giant power station. And it ticks each night as the city stays. Well, maybe seconds from annihilation. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the people. Well, just how they would survive. And we were almost lost Detroit this time. And how would we ever get over losing our mind?
Proponents of nuclear power pointed out that it produces no air pollution at the plant, greenhouse gas, or smog. They wrote fact sheets on newer, safer reactor designs. That meltdown near Detroit was for the world's first breeder reactor. Those attempt to recycle the byproducts of nuclear energy generation. The potential dangers of atomic energy surfaced only gradually. Maybe this technology wasn't such a good idea, some thought. What would the nuclear industry do with the resulting highly radioactive waste? Was it safe for those working with it? In 1974, Kerr McGee was charged with falsifying safety records and endangering workers, including a woman, Karen Silkwood, whose car crashed on her way to present evidence at a hearing about the plant.
In a Kerr McGee factory in an Oklahoma town worked the legend of a woman wise for her days. The factory made fuel rods of plutonium. Karen Silkwood knew the dangers of those deadly rays. If there ever was a woman who was in a bind, leading her union in a safety war, she was right, but kind of on the lonely side. And somebody out there thought she pushed too far.
What did they have to hide? What made them take her life? What did she know that night?
She was driving down the road to close a deal, files in her hands for the New York Times.
The cops, they said she fell asleep at the wheel. Union private eye said she was hit from behind. Oklahoma highway, scene of pain. Winter sadness was someone's game. What did they have to hide? What made them take her life? What did she know that night?
In the fall of 74, they'd pushed production up, and the union complained about the accidents. 83 in all inhaled that deadly dust. How many faulty rods go to nuclear plants?
Silkwood tested rods at the end of the line, and she found that safety records had been falsified. She had proof of a cover-up of enormous size, but her papers were stolen from the wreck that night. Oklahoma!
atomic electricity to you. After working all day, I was feeling kinda down. My knees were wobbly and my head was spinning round. I've been feeling mighty poorly, but I thought it would pass. I didn't realize I'd been breathing nuclear gas. Changing my jeans.
Overdose.
So I went to see my doctor, thought he'd help me feel okay. He said first we gotta take a couple x-rays. So he turned on his machine and went to answer the phone. By the time he got back, I was a radiation zone. I crawled on home, climbed into bed. Little lights were flashing on and off inside my head. As I lay there in the darkness, my body was glowing. Said it was harmless, but my fears were growing.
Overexposed.
I feel it in my bones.
Overexposed.
Affect my chromosomes.
Overexposed.
I'm gonna get myself cloned.
Send my mail to the Twilight Zone.
Then came 3 Mile Island. The nuclear power plant sits on an island in the Susquehanna River, about 10 miles downstream from Pennsylvania's capital of Harrisburg. The plant had already been problematic with unscheduled shutdowns due to leaks and rumors of falsified data. On March 28, 1979, a malfunction caused the reactor to shut down automatically, shooting steam out of a stuck open valve. Some 2 million people were exposed. 140,000 were evacuated. The damage took 12 years to decontaminate. The plug was pulled on atomic power. It would be more than 30 years before a new power plant was licensed in the United States.
Plutonium's a business, the business people say. A cup full of plutonium could sweep the world away. But atom plants are business with plutonium on the side. And business will keep going, although all the world has died.
Make way for business.
They go where they will go. If business wants plutonium,
who's gonna say them no?
The AEC announces a Pluto economy. Plutonium on railroad cars and on the ships at sea. Railroad cars, they jump the tracks, and freighters, they collide. And business will keep going, although all the world has died.
I'll sing you the gentlest protest song I know. It doesn't protest gently, but it sounds gentle. It's called What Have They Done to the Rain?
Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavens. just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. Disappears and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? Just a little breeze out of the sky. The leaves nod their heads as the breeze blows. Just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone, the boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? And what have they done to the rain?
Two weeks before the Three Mile Island accident, the nuclear disaster film The China Syndrome was released. The film starred Jane Fonda and Michael Douglas as reporters who accidentally filmed a nuclear incident the local plant tried to cover up.
Mr. Goodell, you lied to me last night.
I can't believe I filmed that accident.
You what?
And I took that footage up to the Point Conception hearings and showed it to a nuclear engineer. Now, you almost uncovered the core, Mr. Goodell.
We're not going to leave here until you tell us what happened at the plant.
So some anti-nuclear nut tells you that we almost uncovered the core, but we didn't uncover it, did we? We stopped it in time for one simple reason. And I told you that. The system works. Now, goddammit, that system works. That's not the problem.
Songwriters had grave doubt about the safety of this technology. Soon after the Three Mile Island debacle, political singers Pat DeCou and Tex LaMontagne sang this tune, Radiation Nation.
I hear the experts say the danger is past. See the faces of the people fearing the worst. While underneath the glowing rain, the rank and file focus their attention on a Three Mile Island. It's a plug-in.
All through these decades, nuclear power contributed millions of kilowatts of energy across the world. The U.S. government tried to build a permanent home for high-level nuclear waste in Yucca, Nevada, a super-deep cave costing $15 billion. That waste depository was never used, though in New Mexico, a low-level waste depository was created. A bigger problem occurred in 1986 after the Chernobyl meltdown in the Ukraine. The response, together with later decontamination, involved 500,000 personnel and cost $68 billion adjusted for inflation. It will take until 2065 to complete the cleanup.
The accident followed a loss of power and the failure of the emergency diesel generators. The fuel began to overheat. The temperature caused a reaction between steam, fuel, and graphite, producing hydrogen. The hydrogen built up until there was an explosion which destroyed the reactor hall roof, received lethal doses of radiation.
How much time do we have? Minutes, days, months, years? We don't know. But this we do know. Civil defense is everybody's business. It's a big job getting civil defense organized to operate efficiently. But then atomic attack is disaster on a big scale. We can and must get the job done if we are to survive. Just imagine if only one atom bomb were to be dropped on an American city. Say it's your city. Thousands of persons would be killed instantly. Many would be trapped or buried in wreckage. Streets would be blocked by rubble. Great fires would start, dozens of fires in a matter of minutes in many places at once. Then, too, a large part of the city's food supply might be knocked out. The water supply might be cut off. Normal communications might stop. Certainly, transportation would.
The first alert is sounding. You hear it in the background. What will you do? So, off to the shelter. Listen to civil defense instructions on your car radio if you're driving. It may be safe for you to leave your house after a few hours, or it may be as long as 2 weeks or more. 2 weeks with very little food or water, tension, unaccustomed closeness. 2 weeks with sanitary facilities most likely not operating. No lights, no phone, just terror.
By 1998, countries were beginning to decommission nuclear power plants over worries of health and safety. But in Japan, over 50 new reactors were built. The songs about stopping nuclear power grew increasingly strident.
No news for me, 'cause I want my air to be free from radiation poison falling over me. These reactors that they're building are a giant hanging tree, hanging tree, hanging tree. Don't you build a hanging tree over me.
By the end of the second decade of the 21st century, nuclear power had become deeply integrated into the world's energy economy. It provided 10% of all electricity used. That's a great achievement, though every day more nuclear waste was created. And then came Fukushima.
Just a day, like any other, when the world seemed indestructible. But this fine balance is one step away from chaos. And the model learned from this day, he is not the master of the world, but a servant. He must always treat his master with respect. The master can at any time unleash the unrestrained power of the universe.
In Fukushima, many thousands flee.
This time, it was an earthquake in 2011, the most powerful one ever recorded in Japan. Waves 50 feet tall flooded the nuclear power plant in an accident as severe as Chernobyl. Emergency generators started to cool the reactor until a tsunami hit, creating hydrogen explosions. This time, contaminants were released into the air, land, and the Pacific Ocean. Japanese authorities admitted to lax standards and poor oversight and decontaminated over 100 areas and closed reactors. Radioactive water may still be seeping into the Pacific.
Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant are responding to the latest in a long line of problems. They're painting a protective coat on barriers around storage tanks to stop radioactive water leaking out. Tokyo Electric Power Company workers found water seeping from the barriers at four spots on the weekend.
Nuclear energy continues to provide stable power in many countries, though in the summer heat of 2022, the French were forced to shut reactors temporarily when water levels in the rivers grew too low to cool them. The U.S. still has the world's largest number of nuclear stations, 92, which produce around 20% of American electricity. Despite concerns at meltdowns and unending nuclear waste, there's no immediate alternative to replace this source of power. And in 2022, some countries stopped decommissioning their plants so as to guarantee a stable source of energy after Russia cut off most of Europe from its gas supplies. To what extent the world depends on nuclear power in the future, and how it will store waste safely, has yet to be determined. Though the energy demands of the world continue to grow, there's still resistance to nuclear-generated energy. A different technology, nuclear fusion, may offer a cleaner path, though even scientists are not in agreement on its safety. Irish poet William Butler Yeats wrote The Second Coming: "Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches towards Bethlehem to be born." Some will see nuclear energy and weapons as that rough beast. Some will think atomic energy is the salvation of humankind. It's not our job to decide, but yours, and then to do what you can about your opinion. This program was produced by Dunaway Productions in New Mexico. Written and directed by David Dunaway, the program was co-produced by Matthew Melendi. Additional assistance from Marty Resendez and John Berger. The Bear Family label in Germany provided many songs. For more information about what's played, you can visit a website, nuclearmusic.online, nuclearmusic.online. From all of us, thanks for listening.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
At KBOO, we accept many kinds of vehicle donations. We accept fuzzy vans, broken cars, zippy scooters, seaworthy